Paul, Gennady, you spread out and carry on down the valley.
The sky above the line of ridges and peaks to the west was a clear, if fading, blue. But a hazy dusk was already settling into the valley when they reached a steep southward ravine a little later. Here, at the head of the valley, the daughter forest loomed, tall and dense, and only 20 paces from the path, a place of mist and shadows, but also where soft glows and glimmerings were visible through the branches. Chell could feel its presence and hear the echo of Sagrana's song insinuating its way into his senses. Fear gave him the strength to shut it out. The darkness of the ravine was relieved only by the few inica beetles crawling along low branches and the occasional cluster of ulbi roots wedged into a dripping notch in the ravine wall. A line of tall human figures came towards them, towering over Chell, one or two holding lamps angled downwards, others wearing strange goggles with tiny bright dots on their sides. Moments later, they were brought before a knot of long-coated humans. By the light of rod-shaped torches, Chell recognized the bearded features of Vashutkin, the Rus politician, his target. He fingered the solid shape of the beam pistol hanging in the inside pocket.
"Rory," said Vashutkin in surprise. "Good to see you again, my friend. It has not been so happy without you and the seer Chelluvahar."
Another man stepped into the light, not as tall as Vashutkin, but wearing some kind of body armor beneath the waterproof.
"I am Captain Gideon," he said in oddly accented Noranglic.
"I command the Tigran volunteers." "For which we are eternally grateful," Vashutkin said with irony. "And I am concerned about what awaits us east of the valley mouth."
The Tigran's gaze swung between them.
"What can you tell us?"
For a second, Chell expected Rory to come out with a bland denial of all knowledge. But Rory was fixed on Gideon with an unwavering stare. Chell broke the lengthening silence.
"After escaping from the Mechs, we reached the valley by gullies and mountain paths. We never went down to the coastal plain."
"I'm curious," Vashutkin said suddenly. "Just how did you escape?"
Chell met the human's gaze across the torchlit space and saw a cold intensity that had not been there before.
"He knows," Chell thought, with an abrupt certainty as fear made his chest feel hollow and nauseous. "He knows what we are."
But fear was not the only sensation coursing through him, for beneath it he felt and heard the song of Sagrana calling from the forest.
"The machines kept us in an enclosure of invisible powers," Chell said, still holding Vashutkin's gaze. "But last night, during a heavy raindown, one of their devices failed. The machines were frozen. The enclosure was gone, so we ran." "Or does he really know? I have to kill this man, and Rory has to kill the one called Gideon, but there is something important about him."
"Luck," Vashutkin said, "always useful to have."
But now Rory had the gun in his hand, although still enfolded beneath the baggy robes. Chell moved to his side.
"Rory, friend,"